Our symbol of Lent is brought to us this morning by Terry and Cheryl Close. They would come forward, please.
The second Sunday of Lent. Lent is the time to remember the life of Jesus and the events of his last week as he has taught and healed the people in Jerusalem. To help us accomplish this, we are creating a living collage of symbols during the week of Lent. The cross reminds us of the way the week ended, and the palm branches remind us of how the week began with Jesus' triumph entry into Jerusalem. This is the second Sunday of Lent. We add another symbol, a money bag. Early in the week, Judas went to the high priest for 30 pieces of silver, agreed to betray Jesus. Judas may have had many reasons for doing this, even perhaps believing the act to be honorable. By the way, it turned out it was not. The money bag reminds us of this tragedy, the betrayal of a trusted friend. But even today, we see betrayal taking place in the lives of people around us. We also realize how easy it is for us to betray a friend. How would we react if we were betrayed? And how would we feel if we became the betrayer? Let us search our own spirits as we place on the collage of symbols of the money bag.
Scripture reading is from Mark 14, 10, 11. Then Judas, one of the 12, went to the chief priests to betray Jesus to them. They were delighted to hear this and promised to give him money. So he watched for an opportunity to hand him over. And we'll close with a prayer. Dear loving parent, as we see the money bag and come to understand the meaning of a broken relationship, let us be aware of the eternal value of trusted friendships. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. And now it's time for all the kids. All you kids, come on down, and you'll be led by the big kid, Linda Nelson.